Oh, yeah. Yep. Giving away $1,000 if you can pass the intelligence test.
How many questions are
there? Let's see. I think there's five.
Eight.
Eight altogether.
How many do you have to get right?
Well, let's see if you get one right. What's your name?
Mike.
And Chandler? Mike and Chandler. How old are you guys?
I'm 14.
14? 12. 12? You're going to be tall, aren't you? Yeah, you are. All right. How many of each animal did Moses take into the ark?
Five.
Come on. You remember the story? How? How many of each?
Two.
Two of each. Okay. What is the name of the raised print that deaf people use? You know, with the bumps?
Braille.
Braille, okay. Yeah. Is it possible to end a sentence with the word the?
No.
Okay. Spell the word shop out loud.
S-H-O-P.
What do you do when you come to a green light?
Stop.
Okay. Spell the word silk out loud.
S-I-L-K.
What do cows drink?
Milk.
All right. Mike, right? Mike? All right, Mike, I want you to read out loud what's inside of each triangle quickly. Go ahead.
Hairs in the spring,
uh-huh.
Bird in the hand.
Uh-huh. All right. How do you think you did?
Okay.
Huh? How many do you think you got right out of eight?
Maybe six or seven.
Six or seven, okay.
Yeah.
You didn't get any right, Mike.
Really?
You didn't get one right.
I got one right down.
No, you didn't get any right.
What?
You didn't get a single one right. Allow me to show you. How many of each animal did Moses take into the ark? You said two. Zero. Noah took the animals into the ark. Moses was that whole Red Sea thing, you know? Charlton Heston? Yeah, before your time. All right, what is the name print, raised print that deaf people use? You said Braille. Exactly. Deaf people don't need raised print. They see just fine.
It is a trick question.
But you said it's what they touch.
I'm not tricked by it.
You said but what they touch.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But they don't have to. Is it possible to end a sentence with the word the? Yes, it is. We just did. Is it possible to end a sentence with the word the? We just did. Spell the word shop out loud. Right?
Shop.
Right. I asked you what you do when you come to a green light. This is why you're not old enough to drive.
Yeah.
You don't stop at a green light. You go at a green light. Okay?
Light.
I don't know if you're vegan or what, but I asked you to spell the word silk. What do cows drink? They drink water.
They don't drink their own.
They don't drink their own milk. All right. Do it again. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah, you still miss them all.
How?
This is how. Follow my finger.
Do.
Paris in the spring. Bird in the hand. Once in a lifetime. I'm going to give you one more shot. If you can prove to me that you are a good person, I'll still give you that $1,000.
Okay.
All right. Do you think you're a good person?
Yeah.
How would you define a good person?
Person that's good manners.
Good manners. Okay. So far, you're doing that. I appreciate that.
Respectful.
Caring.
And treating people like how they'd like to be treated.
Golden rule? Yeah, that's very, very good. So, would you consider yourself to be a good person?
Yeah.
Based on that standard. All right. Now, do either one of you go to church?
I go to church.
Where do you go to church?
Real life church.
Real life? Okay. Got some friends that go there. Have you ever gone to church? No? Okay. Are you familiar with the Ten Commandments? Have you ever heard of those?
Yes.
Okay. One of them is not to kill. Have you guys ever murdered anybody?
Yeah.
You have? Okay. Well, let's go right to, where'd it go? Oh, these are backwards. No wonder it's disturbing me. Don't lie. You just did that, right? Okay. So have you ever told a lie? Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, we've all done that. Now, have you ever been so angry with someone that you thought for a second, you know what? I think I hate that person. You don't do anything about it, but just in your mind.
Yeah?
The Bible says whoever hates another person is a murderer. Because God judges the heart and the mind as well as what we actually do. All right? Have you ever stolen anything? Even if it's small. I don't know if I can believe you. You guys admitted to being liars. I mean, are you...
No,
download music and not pay for it?
I have that.
But what if it's an app on the
Android? No. Download music that you should have paid for, but you didn't. Yeah, okay. That's stealing. That's stealing someone else's music, right? Right? Okay. Have you ever taken God's name in vain? OMG, GD, anything like that? Use God's name in a way you shouldn't?
Yeah.
Okay. That's called blasphemy. All right? So check it out. You guys, is that the same with you too? Yeah, same with me. All right, everything you've admitted to, I'm guilty of too. But you admitted to being liars, thieves, blasphemers, and murderers at heart. Does that sound like the definition of a good person? No. Okay. Now here's where it gets serious, all right? We're all part of the ultimate statistic. 10 out of 10 people die. Right? Everybody's going to die someday. Right? All of my kids are, you know, almost 10 years older than you guys are. I'm probably closer to that day than you are. Okay? But we're all going to stand before God one day. And when we do, He's going to judge each of us according to that standard. Okay? So based on what you admitted about yourself, when you die and stand before Him, do you think He'd find you innocent or guilty of breaking those commandments? Guilty. What do you think? Innocent? Why would He find you innocent? Because everybody does it. Okay. You're 12, so you've probably never been in a courtroom before, right? I hope not. Okay. Let's say, what's your first name again? I'm sorry.
Chandler.
Chandler, let's say that you got caught breaking the law.
All right?
You're standing before the judge. The judge says, Chandler, what do you have to say for yourself? And you say, well, Your Honor, I'm guilty, but I think you ought to let me go because everybody does it. Is the judge going to let you go? Chandler.
No,
the judge is not going to let you go. That is a lousy defense, right?
Everybody does it, it's not illegal.
That's not true. That's not true. Because if everybody steals cars, I mean, millions of cars are stolen every
year.
Yeah, but millions of cars are stolen every year, so we should just let them go?
More people who don't. Everybody has made a lie.
That doesn't make you not guilty.
I guess every single person on this planet.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Yeah, everyone on the planet is guilty. All right? So if He finds you guilty, what should He do with you, heaven or hell? Not what you want, but what should He do if He's a good and just judge? What should He do?
Heaven.
Why?
Everyone makes mistakes. Everyone deserves a second chance.
No one deserves a second chance. Again, try that in a courtroom. You stand before a judge, hey, I deserve a second chance.
It depends on what you do.
Okay. All right, let's look at it this way. If I lied to my daughter, it would be wrong.
About what, though?
It doesn't matter. A lie's a lie. It doesn't matter what it's about. But if I lie to her, she's not going to be able to punish me in any way. I'm her dad, right? Ah, but the lady she's talking to is my wife. I lie to her, I could end up sleeping on the couch, right? I go to work on Monday and lie to my boss, I could lose my job. Go to school, lie on an exam, I could get kicked out of school. Stand before a judge in a courtroom, lie to him, you going free? No, you're going to jail.
Yeah.
It's still just a lie. What's changed is who the offense is against, right? All of these things we're talking about, they are all offenses to God. And God doesn't let anybody go simply because everybody does it. Because he's holy, He has to do what's right. And because He's good, He will punish our sin. And that punishment's eternity in hell. Does that concern you at all? Does? Chandler? Yeah? Now, you go to Real Life Church. How long do you go? Once in a while? Or
Brianna!
Once in a while? Okay. Hang in there, Mike. This is the important part. She's going to come back out later. Focus. Ever look at a girl and have a thought you should not have?
Yes.
He's 12. You're 14. You've already admitted to being a liar. Okay, all right. Unless you have a severe case of AD&D, as soon as that young lady crossed that threshold, you completely left our conversation and we're looking over there.
Sexual attraction is part of life.
Yeah, but Jesus said whoever looks at another person to lust after them, to want them in a sexual way, has already committed adultery with that person in their heart. Yeah. See, God not only judges our actions, He judges our words, and He judges the intentions of our heart. Okay? Now, do you have any idea what God did so that you might not have to go to hell? What did Jesus do?
For us question.
Yeah? Okay. Let's go back to the courtroom. Put that away. Focus, Mike. This is important. Let's go back to the courtroom. All right. You've tried the everybody does it defense. Judge didn't buy that. You've tried the, you know, judge, you ought to just let me go. That didn't work. So you guys are standing before the judge. You've broken the law. And the judge says, Mike Chandler, it's going to be $1 million fine for each of you or the rest of your life in prison. Now you're 14 and 12. Can you pay that fine? I couldn't pay that fine, right? So the judge is going to do what's right. You're guilty. You can't pay the fine. So the judge is going to send you away for the rest of your life as the punishment for your crime. But just before the judge does that, somebody walks into the courtroom, someone you've never met, walks up to the judge's bench, puts $1 million down for each of you, says, Your Honor, I've sold everything. I love every. I've sacrificed everything because I love Mike, because I love Chandler. I'm going to pay their fine. Please let them go. So the judge looks at you and says, Mike Chandler, you guys are guilty. You admitted to breaking the law. You're guilty. You can't pay the fine. You should go to prison. But I'm going to let you go. Not because you're good, not because you're innocent, not because you're sorry, not because you could pay the fine. I'm going to let you go because of what this other person did for you. Would that be good news?
Yeah.
No, why not?
Yes, that'd be good.
Well, he's got his own mind. Why wouldn't it be good news, Mike?
I wouldn't want someone to pay for my mistake.
You know what that is? That's pride. And the Bible says that God is opposed to the proud. He's against the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. And in the end, who gets to determine what happens to you? You or the judge?
I'd probably go to hell.
Well, okay, but if someone came in and paid your fine and the judge ordered that you be let go...
I wouldn't accept it. I wouldn't want someone to spend money for my...
Well, and that's pride. That's pride. So think about this. That's a picture of what God did. 2,000 years ago, God the Father sent his Son to earth in the person of Jesus Christ. Not just some guy. Fully God, fully man, without sin. Unlike you... Unlike me, he never once broke God's law. He couldn't. He was and he is the sinless Lamb of God. God in the flesh. He lived the perfect life we can't live. And about 33 years into that earthly life, he voluntarily went to the cross. Okay? That's important. See, you know, everyone knows that the Jews screamed for him to be executed. Everybody knows that the Romans carried it out, nailed him to the cross. But he went voluntarily. In fact, the Bible says that it pleased God the Father to crush God the Son. He voluntarily went to the cross to take upon himself the punishment we deserve for our sins, for our crimes against God. And then 3 days later, he forever defeated sin and death when he rose from the grave. But here's what he requires of you. One is to be humble, right? God commands that we repent. That means to turn away from our sin, turn away from our pride, turn away from loving the things that God hates, and put all of our faith and our trust in Jesus Christ to save us. And it's on the basis of what Jesus did on the cross, and not on our own goodness, not on going to church. I mean, you can go to church every Sunday and live like hell Monday through Saturday, and that doesn't make you right with God. Going to church doesn't make you any more right with God than going to In-N-Out makes you a double-double. Right? I'm not saying it's a bad thing to go to church, but a lot of people think, well, I'm going to church, so I'm okay with God. But that's not true. A person is saved by faith in Jesus Christ and faith alone. It's not Jesus plus doing good things. It's not Jesus plus going to church. It's Jesus Christ alone. And if you turn from your sin and you put your trust in Christ, he will save you. He'll forgive your sin, and he will give you the gift of eternal life. But you have to come to him on his terms, not on yours. Does that make sense? Have you ever heard it put that way before? You have? So what do you think? What do you think? I mean, Mike, have you ever heard it put that way before?
Yeah.
You have? All right. So, if you guys were to die tonight, 160,000 people die every day, right? I mean, it's likely you're going to make it home tonight, okay? But the reality is that you could be crossing the street, someone could be texting while they're driving down the road, and you're done, right? And there are no do-overs. There are no second chances. The Bible says it's appointed once for a person to die, and after that, the judgment. So if you die tonight, what's going to happen to you? Where? No. No. It doesn't matter how much you want it. If you don't turn from your sin and humble yourself and put your trust in Christ, you're going to get what everyone else deserves.
If you already have our trust in Christ.
Have you? Yeah. What does that mean to you? How did that happen?
Put all your...
How did that happen?
What?
How did it happen? Well, he said, what if you have? What if you've already put your trust in Christ? And I asked Chandler, well, tell me, how did that happen?
Put my trust in. I put all my trust in.
When did you do that?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I got to church.
Again, going to church is not putting your trust in Christ. Going to church is going to church. So, how often do you read your Bible?
Not a lot.
Not a lot? How many times do you miss a meal?
Sometimes.
But when you get hungry, what do? You eat, right? Yeah, but the Bible is spiritual food. If you're going to fill your stomach three times a day, but yet you claim to know God, you should be wanting to fill your soul every day on His Word. See, there's a lot of people who think they're going to stand before God and say, hey, I'm ready for my room in the mansion. And Jesus is going to say, depart from me, I never knew you. Because they never truly came to repentance and faith. They did the church thing, they believed in their minds, but it never translated to faith in their heart. And I don't want to see either one of you kids go to hell. That's why I'm talking to you. I can't send you there. I can't save you either. The only one who can is Christ. You can't save yourself. In God's eyes, you're already guilty, and you're already dead in your sin. Unless Jesus causes you to be born again, you're going to receive what you deserve for your sins against God. And I don't want that for you. So give it some thought. Yeah, do you have a Bible?
Yeah. I have the orange.
Oh, you have one, a little one like that?
Yeah.
Do you have a Bible, Chandler? Okay. I want to challenge both of you to open it up to the Gospel of John. It's the fourth book of the New Testament. Right? And you'll see what I'm telling you is true. Right? What we're talking about is a lot more important than those girls in the store. It is.
Yeah.
Right? You might live 70, 80, 90 years, and I hope you do. But your soul is going to live forever. It's going to be one of two places. It's going to be in heaven with Christ, or it's going to be hell suffering your punishment. Give it some thought. All right, I promise you guys $1,000.
What do I do with my $1,000?
Well, try not to spend it in the store. You'll end up going to jail.
But what do I?
It's a gospel tract. It talks about the things that we were talking about tonight. All right?
Do I get to spend my $1,000?
That's up to you.
$1,000.
No, it's worth a lot more than that. Thanks for talking to me. You guys have a good night. Stay out of trouble, okay? All right. Take it easy.